3. He got a Lego set? That's not fair. Not long ago, Paul's wife, Elizabeth, took their younger boy to the local Lego store to buy a small Star Wars set. It seemed like a nice way to pass the time on a weekend afternoon while Paul was watching their older son hammer a nice hit for his Little League team at a diamond a few blocks away. The team won the game, and the kids bounced up and down and hugged one another as if they'd just won a trip to the World Series. All that was missing was the dousing with champagne, which, we can agree, would be just a little inappropriate. The ball game was a nice way to pass the time, too, for Paul and his son, until they got home and the ball player discovered that he'd missed a trip to the Lego store. "That's not fair," he shouted. Was he right? And was this a question of fairness or of justice? The two can easily be confused. Paul's first thought was that this was both fair and just. One boy got a Lego set, and the other got a great win to which he had contributed. Both kids had had a good day. The older boy didn't get new Legos, and the owner of the Lego set didn't have the priceless experience of winning a ball game, so his trip with Mom seemed fair recompense. On the other hand, Paul had to admit, one boy came home with Star Wars Legos and the other didn't. So maybe it wasn't fair, thought Paul, already unsure of his initial reaction. Was it just? Had justice been served here? Game theorists, help! The first thing game theorists will tell you before they will adjudicate a case like Lego versus Little League is that fairness is much more complicated than it seems. There is more than one kind of fairness, and none of them are quite the same as what we usually think of as justice. Game theorists have a story about fairness and justice that makes the difference quite clear. The story comes from one of their own, Sidney Morganbesser, a professor at Columbia University. During the student uprising at Columbia in 1968, when students were protesting the university's involvement in the Vietnam War, Morganbesser was arrested for joining a human chain, one of many events in an ongoing series of campus actions. He and others were beaten by the police for resisting calls to break it up. Later, he was asked whether his treatment was unfair or unjust. "It was unjust, but not unfair," he replied. "It's unjust."